Hello and welcome to Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya. Today, we're talking about storytelling and the art of storytelling with social media stories. You know, storytelling has always been popular, particularly when it comes to marketing. However, stories have emerged as an amazing strategy to use as part of your social media marketing. If you want to attract more business with social media stories, incorporate more visuals, interact with your target market, and meet your business goals, you're about to learn how. Are you having trouble figuring out why your audience is so intrigued with the more visual social media story sites and apps? Does it just seem like a bunch of images without much information to you? You are not alone. Here's a brief rundown of what many audiences like about social media stories in addition to valuable information. Whole stories can be consumed in seconds. Stories with hashtags are easy to find and access. Relevant stories make audiences feel more involved and important. Audiences like seeing the real you in real life situations. It's more personal. Stories address their impulse wants as well as here and now needs. Visual stories excite, intrigue, and empower the viewer with choices. And finally, stories can provide many highly visual forms of information within a single story. I know you're probably excited and ready to get started with storytelling. Let's begin by going over the basics of traditional storytelling. While you may be familiar with telling your story using words when it comes to social media stories, you may be a little confused at first. And it happens to most of us until we get that light bulb moment when we realize the term social media stories doesn't actually refer to traditional written stories. These stories, social media stories, are based on visuals, images, stickers, drawings, videos. Words still play an important part in social media stories, but the focus is on the images and the engagement. Now, when telling business stories, you want your story to be unique and compelling to help you stand out from your competitors. The story and the visuals should also be relevant to the story and appeal to your target audience on multiple levels. Again, the story and visuals should be relevant and appeal to your target audience on multiple levels. In short, viewers should be so interested and emotionally motivated that they immediately take the action you suggest. So how can you begin? Begin by telling an interesting, emotion-packed story of how your company was founded. Be sure to mention how your values and goals fit into the business. The more you have in common with your target market, the easier it'll be to attract their attention, earn their respect, and ultimately gain their trust. And this enables you to connect with your niche audience on a much deeper level. However, the key to fostering deeper connection hinges on knowing your audience very well. In particular, you want to show them that you are one of them. Show your audience what you have in common with them, how you understand their values, how you identify with their emotional motivations, how you support similar causes which are near and dear to your hearts. This helps your audience see your business as an extension of you, the person, the individual. You know, products and services also have stories too. In general, you want to tell the background story of how and why you created a product or a service. You may also want to share information about the problem it solves as well as how it benefits your audience. But storytelling doesn't stop there. You can tell stories about anything that is on topic and relevant to your audience. You also want to use social media stories to help you meet your business goals, which likely include brand building, list building, and revenue generation. Try to incorporate as many of these elements and strategies as possible in your social media stories. Next, I want to go over why and how you can accomplish all of this with visually appealing social media stories aimed directly at your target audience. So how can you meet your business goals and benefit with social media stories? Stories can benefit every type of business, regardless of the niche or the age range of the target market. This is partially because images and videos have such a wide appeal across the board. Now, while social media stories can benefit your business in multiple ways, the top three social media benefits, according to the 2018 Social Media Marketing Industry Report by Social Media Examiner, top three social media benefits for stories were: number one, increased exposure; number two, traffic; number three, generated leads. In addition, the report verifies something you probably already figured, that Facebook and Instagram are firmly leading the social media pack with the 5,000 plus marketers that were surveyed for the report. So, let's focus on number one, brand building stories. If one of your business goals is to increase brand awareness via social media stories, here are a few things to keep in mind as you create those stories. Number one, use your brand / business color scheme and logo to make your social pages and content instantly identifiable. Be sure to include a small brand watermark on your images when appropriate, such as on your memes and your quote images. Next, create stories that highlight the defining qualities of your business, such as emotional motivation, values, causes, etc. When your audience sees the things that matter to you also matter to them, their respect for you and your business goes up, as does your reputation. So when creating multiple stories with at least three images, it helps to remind your audience of the deeper connection you share with them. So highlight the best of the best to keep them visible. Next, show followers the fun, lighthearted side of you and your business and your team and even your customers with their permission. You can give viewers a laugh and an opportunity to think or say, "Yeah, that's me too." This allows them more personal points of connection. You can share a fun story and a series of images that allows them to see you as an imperfect and real person. You know, candid photos of before and after coffee or similar insider glimpses are bound to endear you to your audience. And if possible, add a poll every now and then to encourage topic-related engagement. This will help to build trust and transparency, which ultimately leads to more enjoyment, engagement, and of course, the most important, sales. The second goal, revenue generating stories. When you create stories for the goal of generating revenue, it's important that your visuals and your words grab the viewer's attention. However, unless the story has highly compelling elements and linked calls to action, your efforts will not be very effective. So here are a few ideas and tips to consider as you create your story for revenue generating purposes. One, use direct links and tags in your product or service story where possible. Create a special hashtag that includes the item's topic category. This will help you attract more attention from prospects and potential buyers. Number two, you can hold wacky theme contests related to a product's topic before you add the sales story. So what you can do is you can challenge different groups such as your affiliates or team members or even your customers to accomplish a specific task, such as drawing a picture of themselves, showing why they really need to win. And then you can use a topic hashtag to build the anticipation for the next sale item, which of course will be the same topic as the contest. A third idea is to showcase each product or service with its own story. You can use a product demo teaser to create interest and list the top 2 to 3 benefits of the item. Link it to the sales page on your website where you have a longer video as well as a transcript. And of course, you'll want to keep these stories as highlights. Next, keep viewers on their toes by creating an exclusive upsell offer or bundle deal. Now, you can include a poll, a contest, or another type of engaging activity to encourage sharing and more interaction. Adding a special offer here that you would normally offer within the shopping cart adds an element of surprise and urgency. Now, Finally, if you want to do engagement and list building stories, as you design and create stories that prompt viewers to sign up for your mailing list, you want to keep these tips and ideas in mind. Number one, in your story, be sure to use images that directly relate to the opt-in offer's problem, and then embed links that lead to the solution or information on the opt-in offer page where they can learn more and, of course, opt in to get access. Make that offer image stand out visually, but don't make it so busy that your call to action gets lost. Next, you can build your social following to build your mailing list. Engaging and interacting with followers in fun and informative ways builds your initial relationship. You see, the more they enjoy interacting with you, your stories and your activities, the more they want to hear from you. Give them what they want and need, but always leave them wanting more from you. Next, you can incorporate polls into your list building stories. For example, create a poll asking which of two topics they want to know more about. And then depending on what they choose, you can send them to a related opt-in where, of course, they can learn more. Since social media stories have such a heavy visual focus, choose your words carefully. You want to add clarity, details, and purpose to your stories. The images and videos should be self-explanatory, but when in doubt, if you're not sure that they are self-explanatory, use a well-positioned label or headline directly on the story. And if you have a slow-moving list magnet opt-in offer, you can bring more attention to it by doing a live Q&A broadcast on the topic itself that references and links to your free resource. Of course, we can't forget about emojis. Emojis are a form of self-expression. And as mentioned earlier, fans of stories like visuals, including, of course, emojis. When you're engaging with viewers, give them an idea of what you're thinking about, your mood or your emotion, and the tone of voice by using emojis. This also helps to clarify the meaning behind comments or information. Regardless of which social media story platform you use, it's important that you familiarize yourself with all of the tools. Each tool provides a way to make your stories attractive to your target audience. However, make sure that you know your audience well, since you'll need to use the tools that make the most impact with your people. Test and track the results of each story to discover what works best for everyone involved. That's all for today's lesson on the art of storytelling with social media stories. For more insights on how to use social media and digital marketing to grow your business, please visit me at marketingsparkler.com. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.